This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just a kind
Ian Nevada, thank you for holding your real trooper. Thank you. Go ahead.
Now the pace we're living takes the
wind from... Hello, am I on the air?
You are. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Jones. It's a pleasure. On Trump's policies, I think he needs to go after the Bushes and his acquaintance before they can actually run again him in 2020. And then he needs to do what he can to stop the globalists from enforcing their policies by taking away all their ability to enforce it, like going after the globalist nation-controlled satellites and just bring those out so that they can't launch EMPs or nuclear weapons.
Well, I think the answer is we take control of all those satellites and things. But, I mean, what do you think of Sessions? This is just now breaking. Taking away Obama's DOJ slush fund for far-left cop killer groups and stuff. That's what's crazy. The DOJ was literally stealing billions out of the Fannie Mae Freddie Mac banking fund to give it to literal terrorist organizations.
Or non-citizens.
I mean, it's incredible. They've all got to be arrested.
All the VA struggles.
Ian, I appreciate your call. It's a great point. Let's talk to Carlos in Canada. Carlos, you're on the air.
Alex, I echo the sentiments of Jerome Corsi. I believe President Trump right now should really listen to his kind of advice. It's very, very important. Also, there are two meetings that will probably take place before the presidency of Donald Trump ends. One of them, I believe, will be relating to the Federal Reserve. President Trump must bring in the Federal Reserve chairman and have a good frank talk to say what was conceived in 1913 has become obsolete several years ago. It is a debt-based system that no longer serves the American public.
Well, I mean, he knows that, and Yellen supposedly is doing what he wants now, but I don't think that's enough. I think he should fire all of them. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, he shouldn't necessarily fire them because he can change bank accounts. You know, it's a Federal Reserve access.
Well, think about how powerful the president is. He's the only guy that has anything to do with that, and it's private, and only a president can kill it. That's why they're so scared, just like the president does the FBI director. He needs to take action. Well, then briefly, what should he do? Because right now I know we're under a Federal Reserve system that's a fraud, but he should use it to flood money to the public, because we're in a stalled-out position here, and then reform it from that point. I don't think you can reform it from a dead, collapsed position. Ron Paul agrees with that, by the way. He agrees with what Trump's doing.
I agree, but there is a system called the public ban system. Several states have now begun to look at it. I think Senator Paul is aware of this. And if President Trump were to examine seriously each state by state, creating a public bank to replace the federal government having to go to the Federal Reserve, but rather the states and the federal government go to the public bank system. The public bank system is very different because it is not like the Federal Reserve where, it's a private entity. This would be a public entity belonging to all Americans, and it would be administered by the Treasury, which is...
No, I hear you. I don't have a problem with a federal bank if it is federal and totally transparent, like a state bank. State banks are great systems, built the country, and I'm all for credit to the little guy and for it not to be discriminatory. Thanks for the call. You want to comment on that?
Well, I think that the Federal Reserve is so out of control, just getting people to realize that there's a private banking entity behind it would just be the first step to trying to wrangle it back into our control. But I'm not sure if the Federal Reserve, fractional reserve banking system is even a pliable option for the future, to be honest. I don't see how we could ever come out of this debt.
Well, they're the ones running globalism. I mean, you look at the shareholders of the New York Fed. That's who really runs it all. It's mainly European banks that have been trying to take this country back since they lost it.
But if anyone understands the finances like that, it's President Trump. It's not Obama. It's not yelling.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, more calls straight ahead, and then Roger Stone joins us. Stay with us.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfied. Satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I wondered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside.
That's Hank Williams.
Bring us in. You know, Alex, the Democrats, they said Trump will never win. The Democrats are now saying Trump's going to get impeached. You know what I'm saying? Keep telling yourself that. Go ahead. Just keep telling yourself that.
If we get more aggressive and understand how dangerous it is, two breaking stories. A.G. Sessions ends Obama's DOJ slush fund for far-left groups. That's big. Infowars.com. Finally, he's doing something under Trump pressure to do his job. Globalists who push EU flags, EU teams, the 2024 Olympics, talk about globalism. Top Dems have rejected a plan so far by a congressman out of Texas, Al Green, to begin the impeachment process. He's filed the paperwork. Roger Stone has gotten in the catbird seat here in the fourth hour. I want to mention a few things, then hand the baton to him. We have a limited crew. I probably need like five or six people just to run promotions and contest. I need even more editors to fact check, because we do our own research, but it's always good to have somebody else double check it for you. We need to get more editors, more video crew. That's why buying the non-GMO, organic, fluoride-free, nano-silver, iodine, super blue toothpaste is so key. Been sold out, can't keep it stocked, still 33% off out of the gates, InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the BioTrue Selenium at a price a third of what it is at Whole Foods for very similar organic selenium. Most selenium is synthetic. This is the real deal. Totally, absolutely needed in the body. We've got back in stock Supermel Vitality, X2, the Lung Cleanse. We've got the Liver Shield. All of it is powerful, and all of it supports the transmission. InfoWarsStore.com. Why do I raise that? It's myself, and it's Rob Dew, and then it's the five or six writers we've got in-house that are trying to look at 20 videos or so coming in a day of people in the contest going out and saying CNN's terrorist, CNN's fake news. The first winner won $2,500 for showing them shooting a fake newscast, you know, a fake event with the, you know, with the staged protesters there in London. So I'm not complaining. I want to do more. We're going to have articles. We're going to have videos posted. We're going to have compilations. We're going to have you on as guests. I know there's been some other winners. Just send in your email and the video you did to contest@InfoWars.com. And the contest has now been out for about a week or 8 days. It's rolling. It's working. It was huge over the weekend. Live events. Get it out there. Now, if you just hold up Hillary Clinton's a terrorist or Bill Clinton's a rapist or CNN's terrorist, you can buy the T-shirts, by the way, of that, or just print the PDFs off the page. $200,000 in cash prizes. InfoWars launches Operation Expose Terrorist Media, Kathy Griffin. But it can be whatever I deem, whatever works, whatever is successful, I will deem it. That's why it's up to me who wins, but I want to pay you. Even folks that didn't enter it, I said, you did something great exposing CNN, $2,500. Okay, so that's how it works. But then you can have moles come in and try to sue me for no reason, so I've got to have no language. It's all up to me and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But we've had many of these contests. I've paid out hundreds of thousands before in individual contests. It's happening. It's going on. But separately, I had another contest that I'm so sure of I launched today, but only one person can enter the contest, and that's Chelsea Hubble. The story's on InfoWars.com. Chelsea Clinton offered $1 million for DNA test proving Webster Hubble is not her father. It's got to be with a third party, with video cameras there as they do the DNA test. We can't have that. I have the experts, people that knew him, all of it. Her and Hubble hung out at the law firm, Rose Law Firm. They were a known item. And besides, I'm not trying to be mean. Hubble looks like he has a genetic disorder. The way he talks, you ever saw him testify? He's like this, look. Oh, my God. I don't know. And so you look at it. I mean, let's just say it. I don't mean it mean. She's an ugly person for helping steal the money from the Haitians. It's in the WikiLeaks. She knows they stole. She talks about we're killing these people. They're like, that's what we do. And she went along with it. So she went along with the murder of Haitians, with the UN crapping in there. UN water supply, giving them cholera, and the rape gangs, the huge AP study about the thousands of children, hundreds murdered, and the Clintons overseeing it with giant child kidnapping rings. Notice they don't want to attack me and say that's fake, because that we first broke that. That was in AP a month ago. So this monster, this pig, wants to run around with her new foundations. This Webster Hubble's daughter, this vampire of Haitian blood, this night creature. Wilbur, a horse is a horse, of course, that is, of course, unless the horse is a famous Mr. Ed. But,
no, nothing.
But Mr. Ed didn't rob starving and dying Haitian children. So, cover up the UN operation. So, gloves are off with her. She's supposed to be the head of the new UN global tyranny medical system, but that's all blown up in her face. And so Mr. Ed meets Webster Hubble. I dare the media to pick up on this because 1 million smackers, and I'm not made out of money, but I know that if it's done with real third-party live, that's Webster Hubble's daughter. There's never been genetic features closer. It's never. No one on earth has that small upper lip and that gigantic bottom lip. Nobody's got eyes that look like that. Nobody's got eyebrows. I mean, that's Webster Hubble wearing a wig. So, joining us is one of the main experts exposing all of this, Roger Stone. Roger, Do you think she'll take me up on it? Do you think Webster Hubble's daughter will take me up on it?
Well, I think a lot of people need to realize, Alex, is those who say, oh, you're picking on a child. Chelsea Clinton is a 30-year-old adult, based on reports published in the New York Post and elsewhere. She's very much like her mother, abusive, foul-mouthed, greedy, entitled, and not terribly bright. Of course, Bill and Hillary have kind of left her holding the bag because she's an officer of the Clinton Foundation. She's on the documents filed with the IRS, and therefore she's legally culpable for the numerous crimes that have been committed there. The Clinton Foundation, as you know, is not a charity. It's a slush fund for grifters. And it's been the vehicle for multi-million dollar bribes and influence peddling. Chelsea is actually thinking about running for Congress in a district just north of New York City that is held by Congresswoman Anita Lowey. I'm told that if she really runs, Danny Williams, the abandoned son of Bill Clinton, who currently lives in Arkansas but could move into that district certainly in time to run with an eye towards the 40% African-American vote in the Democratic primary. So it could be an epic clash of the offspring of Chelsea, of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton.
Sure, well, she just got told again.
They're not brother and sister, Alex, because they do not share a common father.
That's right. Let's expand on that. I mean, let's talk seriously. She's obviously Webster Hubble's daughter. I've been hearing that for 22 years from the folks locally. It was well known. But what's your intel on it? But, I mean, he has striking, probably, I don't mean this as a funny thing, but he looks like he has birth defect type genetics that is very rare and very expressive. I mean, this looks like he has some type of genetic disorder, and it appears that genetic disorder, whatever it is, has been passed on. These are strikingly, nuclear fallout victim features.
Well, I think it goes beyond just the physical resemblance between Webster Hubble and his daughter. First of all, there is the fact that L.D. Brown, who is a personal bodyguard and driver for Bill Clinton, says that Clinton told him that he read about Hillary's pregnancy in the newspaper. Secondarily, there is the fact that the World Net Daily contacted Mr. Hubble, asked him point blank if he was Chelsea's father, whereupon he said no comment, and he hung up. No denial. It is also true that Larry Nichols said that Hillary Clinton was overheard saying, if I have to do Webb Hubble to get into the Rose Law Firm, I will do so. Also in Hillary Clinton's own book, she says that a large football player-sized man taught her the proper way to hold a baby. That doesn't sound like Bill Clinton to me.
Well, but they're striking. I mean, it's like, if somebody had a genetic disorder where they're like, you know, are missing their teeth or don't have a nose, I mean, I don't mean to make fun of her, but she is such a monster, such a pig. I mean, she's in the emails, you know, talking about dying people and how they're killing people, and she didn't do anything about it.
And as you know, Alex, she's had multiple plastic surgeries in an attempt to minimize her resemblance to her father. So, look, she is clearly, the Clinton Foundation is still in existence. The Clinton political machine is still in existence. Just as Hillary's having a hard time getting off the stage with her selective memory and that performance at Wellesley. In all honesty, in a perfect world, when Hillary Clinton came down off the platform at Wellesley from giving the commencement address, she should have been handcuffed by federal marshals. Because it's time for Jeff Sessions to convene a grand jury and examine the criminal activity of the Clinton Foundation. John Podesta, Tony Podesta, what they were doing with the Russians, what they were doing with the oligarchs around Russia.
Hold on. Let's talk about Comey coming up and take a few calls. And I promise, well, then I'll let you take over, Roger Stone, so you'll have your own show 5 days a week, so it won't matter when I'm cutting in because there'll be too much time for me to even be able to do that. But since we're talking about Chelsea Hubble Clinton and the new contest of $1 million for her if she'll get a paternity test, I thought we should actually hear from her under the fairness doctrine and actually hear a statement from her. Here it is.
Hello. I'm Mr. Ed. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed.
That horse could be $1 million richer.
I was about to say, the horses are beautiful, but it's actually on the show, and they give it peanut butter or whatever, and its lips goes, oh, Wilbur. Because I was fascinated by Lester Hubble in the 90s. Because he was always testifying in Congress about some scandal, and it was like, only thing that moved was his bottom lip. He'd go, in fact, guys, YouTube or go to C-SPAN's own archive, just type in, Webster Hubble testifies. And it's the craziest thing you've ever seen. It made me believe David Icke. There's like reptoids running things. I don't really believe that. But what is, seriously, I don't mean to make fun of people the way they look usually. Then we're going to go to Jason in Germany and John in Illinois, and I'm going to get out of here and let you take over. But what is going on with Webster Hubble? I mean, what is this guy's deal?
Well, I think it's very important. He's the guy who does the dirty work for the Clintons. He's the Deputy Attorney General of the United States under Janet Reno. He's supposed to be Reno's manager. Hillary Clinton selected Janet Reno. Janet Reno acted on Hillary Clinton's orders. Hillary Clinton is the one who orders Janet Reno to launch the assault at Waco. And it is Webster Hubble who transmits that order. Hillary to her lover, Hubble, the father of her child, to Janet Reno. And as you know, as many as 18 children under the age of 8 die in that conflagration, that unnecessary confrontation.
But it was liberal, so it's okay.
Well, it is horrific, the brute force that the federal government uses on these on these outcasts. And the disinformation about them abusing children and so on. They killed 18 children under 8 in a firefight. Who stands up for children? Who's an advocate for children? Hillary Clinton murders children. There you have it.
Man, Webster Hubble is so weird. That's a side shot they got straight on in Congress testifying. It is unbelievable.
That's what Chelsea looks like when she talks, too. And she has the same forehead and everything.
Yeah, it's that whole rubber lip thing.
Rubber face, even.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It looks like a rubber mask.
Yeah.
How about making fun of the fact that they look like cavemen or something? I don't know what's going on.
Well, and just look at if you just look at the two families just on the table right here, you say, here's the Clinton family versus the Trump family. Here's the Trump family, a good people, hardworking, building things, prosperous, tight family, together, have each other's back. Then you have the Clinton family. You have a son who's besmirched from the family. He's not even allowed to exist. They completely deny Danny Williams' existence. Then you have Chelsea Clinton Hubble, who's actually not even the son of Bill Clinton. So there's the Clinton family, a complete nightmare, a complete disaster, not what you want your family to be like, versus the Trump family, which is more like what you would want your family to be like.
And the bigger thing is they're constantly robbing everything. Old folks, pension funds, land, Haitians. They're just a group of disgusting filth. Roger Stone is hosting right now, but he was a little bit late, so we took over. He's with us. He's going to break down Comey here in just a couple minutes right now. John, Illinois, then Jason in Germany, and we'll be out of here. John in Illinois, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Roger. I was actually calling about something that's been bothering me these past few months. We've been watching the Muslim extremists running over the West and its values. So if you're like me and you've been getting mad at this, this is your chance to do something about it. This Saturday, June 10th, Act for America is having a march against Sharia. And we need everybody there. The lefties are going to be counter-protesting. You know, they're probably going to bring the black bloc and start getting violent or whatever, which is why we need people there with cameras, documenting, observing, and just, you know, acting for America, for American values.
Well, that's something we need to cover just to show how these scumbag communists are on the side of people, you know, who like literally cut women's genitals off. And
looks
throw
like there's one in Austin. If you guys could zoom in on that map, it looked like they had one in Austin.
Oh, really? The March Against Sharia?
Yeah, March Against Sharia. It's by Act for America. Mm-hmm. It's an organization started by Bridget Gabriel, who was born in Lebanese, and she's Middle Eastern. Her family were Christians, and they were driven away from their own country because of Muslim extremists in the 80s. So she came over here, and she's just a great patriot now, standing up for American values. And, you know, these are the types of people we need to support. And it's not even about race. It's not even about anything.
Sure, it's about a cult-like ideology. It's about a cult-like ideology. All right, we'll look into it. I've heard of the group. Very interesting, great point. Anything else, Sean?
Just one more thing. I like Trump. I like what he's doing. But I just want to say that I don't like the arms deal with Saudi Arabia, and we need to support Rand Paul's blocking of that deal because, mark my words, those weapons are going to land in the hands of ISIS and are going to end up killing American citizens, and Trump will be... His legacy will be destroyed because of that. So we need.
I hear you. It's a good point. Let me get Roger Stone's take on that because I see what Trump does. He just wants gross numbers to get the economy going. Saudi Arabia got fighter bombers and high-tech missiles. I don't disagree with the caller totally, but that's not going to get in the hands of ISIS. And it's seen as a deal to get them to stop, you know, trying to use civil war to take down Iran, but to give them weapons to stand up against Iran in case Iran attacks. But Roger Stone at the time said it made him sick to watch that. He still likes Trump, but that did make him sick. Roger, your take on that?
Yeah, I want to be very clear. What made me sick, Alex, was the photograph of the president bowing to the Saudi king. If the Saudi king wants to give our president a medal, he can stand on a soapbox. In other words, the president's handler should never have allowed him to be seen that way. He did not bow to the Saudi leaders when he first met them, as Obama did. His genuflection was polite, but nothing outrageous.
Well, he curtsied so he could get it over his head.
This was a bow, and it shows obsequience, and that photograph is now used in the Islamic world as propaganda. I understand why the president feels that he must play off the Saudis against Iran. Right now, a nuclear Iran is a greater problem. Not to say that he trusts the Saudis, not that he doesn't understand their transgressions. So this is high stakes, you know, brinkmanship. This is Nixon-style foreign policy maneuver. But I tend to agree that the Saudis, who clearly have a role in the attack on 9/11, ultimately have to be held accountable by this president. Both houses of Congress have passed legislation that, as you know, Alex, would require them to pay the families in New York who were successful in bringing a lawsuit. They resist that. So it's a delicate balance. Overall, I approve what the president did in terms of utilizing the Saudis in this chess game with Iran. On the other hand, they have to pay up ultimately, and I think the president knows that.
Absolutely, but pulling us out of the climate deal, all of it's amazing. Last caller I got time for is Stone's got big news on Comey, the inside scoop. I shouldn't even be cutting in here. Jason in Germany, but I promise to go to your calls. Jason, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I have 1 minute probably or two, and I probably need more like 10, but I'll try to go real fast. First, a little bone to pick with you. I know you guys are super busy, but it's been 2 weeks since I submitted my article to you, and I haven't heard back from anybody. I need somebody to look at that article because it's 100% Veritas. I know that's what you're into.
I know. We're trying to get a bigger crew to get more articles from you guys, and we're trying hard. What was the title of the article so we can search it in our email?
Okay, it's called "Can Trump Save Himself and Us Too?" It's got my name and the subject line as well.
You can tweet that at me. If you tweet it at me, I can try to find it.
Yeah, one thing to do is find your own place and post stuff. That's the better way to get it to us, too. But go ahead.
Actually, I posted on an anonymous site, and they classified it as hate speech and took it down. I couldn't believe it. There's nothing hateful about it. Real quick to my second point, and I'm speaking totally from my heart here, Alex. I know this is something you can totally relate to when you have the understanding of complex issues that nobody else seems to have, and you can actually articulate it in a way that other people can understand. I believe that I have the zeitgeist of what Americans want and need, and I believe that if Trump will give it to them, he will win. And I can prove this going back through all my tweet history. In fact, it's so weird that just recently the fallout with Trump and Sessions is hitting, and literally a couple weeks after Sessions came on.
Sure, you've called. Stone agrees with this. He really shouldn't be, you know, put marijuana smokers in prison for 1,000 years. He really should decriminalize. Doesn't mean we agree with the whole marijuana culture. I appreciate your call. Real quick, Roger, take over. Your take on Trump and the marijuana.
Well, I just wish Jeff Sessions would focus more on Susan Rice and the illegal monitoring of Americans by the NSA and less on a victimless crime, marijuana. That's what I thought we appointed Jeff Sessions for, and he's been less than aggressive on the president's behalf.
Straight ahead, Roger Stone is in the catbird seat, breaking down the Comey hearing tomorrow.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer, who's obviously trying to do the young Abraham Lincoln thing. All Washington is, of course, focused on the coming shootout at the OK Corral, the classic clash between James Comey testifying before Congress and Donald Trump sitting at his Twitter feed. This has the potential to be mesmerizing as both sides gear up for battle. Mr. Comey is widely expected to accuse the president of impeding the investigation into General Flynn and asking him to end it. If Mr. Comey wants to talk about obstruction and he wants to talk about memos, because it is alleged that he wrote a memo, according to the New York Times, he received a memo, according to the Times. He believed the memo to be real, and that memo alleges obstruction at the highest level of the Obama administration. Now, the memo has been since proved to be a forgery, but Mr. Comey believed it. Therefore, he thought there was an obstruction of justice. He did not report this as an officer of the court. Instead, he furthered that obstruction. This would, of course, explain why his comments about Hillary Clinton were so caustic. Yet he reached a conclusion that was the result of a political fix above him. To me, this shreds any credibility regarding Mr. Comey. Mr. Comey alleges to the media that he has contemporaneous memos written to himself saying that the president was impeding justice. Why then did he not report these as an officer of the court? Why are we only learning this now? The acting attorney general, Mr. Rosenstiel, in this matter, says that there is no evidence of collusion by Donald Trump and his associates. Perhaps the president asked him to wrap up the investigation of General Flynn, because based on what we have seen so far, while General Flynn may have done some things that were inadvisable, perhaps even stupid, they didn't constitute crimes, nor did they constitute collusion with the Russian state. Trump can only win the shootout tomorrow with an offensive strategy. I remind you of Stone's rules. Attack, attack, attack. Mr. Comey has plenty of his record to attack. HSBC, the international bank, is caught money laundering hundreds of thousands of dollars for the drug industry. Mr. Comey ensures that they pay a hefty fine, but no one goes to jail. Thereupon, Mr. Comey goes on the board of directors at HSBC. How much was he paid? He also is associated with the various interests, including Lockheed, which is, without any question, the most corrupt company and defense contractor in the country. They have enormous, egregious violations of law and cost overruns. Again, no one goes to jail. Their problems are all worked out, and they pay fines which they can well afford. And then they pay Mr. Comey $6 million. The fact that James Comey was the prosecutor in the Sandy Berger affair. You remember Sandy Berger. He was Bill Clinton's national security advisor. He slipped into the National Archives. He talked a docent into leaving the room because he said he had to take a classified, super secret cell phone call. He then stuffed documents down the front of his pants that proved that Bill Clinton could have taken out Osama bin Laden, but didn't. The prosecutor in this case, James Comey, the charges brought, none, covering for the Clinton crime family. Then there's the Mark Rich matter. You remember Mark Rich? He was an international fugitive from justice, a man who'd stole hundreds of millions of dollars. He funneled huge million-dollar contributions to the Clinton Foundation through his wife. He skipped the entire pardon process only to receive a pardon at the last minute from President Clinton. Now, James Comey had actually been the prosecutor in the Mark Rich case, and then he was appointed to oversee whether there had been any impropriety of Mr. Comey's Mr. Rich's purchase of a pardon, and again, no charges were brought. Who can forget that Mr. Comey emerged in the beginning as an assistant director of the Whitewater Inquiry? Whitewater is a complicated real estate transaction in which no one really makes money. But Bill Clinton is able to extract $850,000 to finance the media blitz that returned him to the governor's mansion after losing in the previous election. That sets the stage for his election as president of the United States. Jim and Susan McDougal, friends of the Clintons, take the fall. McDougal goes to prison and dies there when denied the medication he needed for survival. And Susan McDougal refuses to testify against the president and is temporarily jailed. Mr. Comey assures that no charges are brought against the Clintons. So FBI director, call him J. Edgar Comey, if you will, had become a law unto himself. He would decide what crimes he would investigate and what crimes he would not. It's important to note when Senator Chuck Grassley, who's the ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, asked Mr. Comey about the fraudulent memo which claimed obstruction of justice by Loretta Lynch and the Clinton campaign, Mr. Comey declined to discuss it. The New York Times tells us that there was widespread belief within the FBI that the document in question was a forgery, yet Mr. Comey chose to embrace it and based his decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton on the basis of this memo. This, to me, should be a crux of the attack on his credibility. He has no credibility. He is a political animal who has, without any question, politicized the FBI. Speaking of the FBI, we have a new director, Christopher Wray, a close associate of current New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. I had hoped the president would pick somebody who is outside the political system, someone who is not inherently political. Frankly, his ties to Christie are troubling. Christie is among those drug warriors who want Jeff Sessions to step up his attack on marijuana instead of attacking the Democratic Party for the surveillance and violation of the Constitution when it comes to spying on Americans, or those who have leaked in the furtherance of the phony Russian collusion claim. Meanwhile, the NSA announces that they've doubled down in their efforts to find some link between Donald Trump and the Russians. What does that tell me? It tells me that they have nothing. You notice that the conversation shifted between Russian assistance for Donald Trump before the election and whether Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, had a back channel to the Russians after the election. Such a back channel would, of course, be perfectly legal. Barack Obama had a back channel to Iran. Richard Nixon had a back channel to China. By that we mean not going through the Central Intelligence Agency, not going through the State Department. It's completely reasonable that the president would have a concern that any dialogue with the Russians through the bureaucrats and neocons inside his government would result in leaks. The president has the right to conduct foreign policy as he sees fit. I've been a critic of Jared Kushner, but to hang him, to declare him guilty on the basis of conversations after the election with the Russian government, well, that would just be wrong. Mr. Kushner should have his day in court, as should General Flynn. But so far, even Dianne Feinstein and that ubiquitous tower of mush, the ambitious, whining Adam Schiff of California, who is, I think at this point, most people realize that in Washington, D.C., the most dangerous place to be is between Congressman Adam Schiff and a television camera. He has consistently claimed evidence of Russian collusion only to admit on April 2nd that he has seen no such proof. He has lied repeatedly about my relationship with Lucifer 2.0, not a Russian asset, and an exchange that's now entirely public and meaningless, and my contacts indirectly to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. Assange is a journalist. He gets information from sources and he publishes it. Some argue that he's committed a crime because he, in some cases, has published information which has been purloined and sent to him. Perhaps these people should study the Pentagon Papers case. Documents were stolen from the Nixon administration that documented the origins of the Vietnam War. They were published by the New York Times. Thus, the New York Times published stolen material for the benefit of the people and in the interests of a free press. The courts held that the publication of the New York Times of this information could not be blocked. What's the difference between WikiLeaks and the New York Times, or the Washington Post, or the Record of Bergen, or any other newspaper in the country? It is a slippery slope when we begin to prosecute or threaten journalists and demand that they reveal their sources. This entire attack has been a fabrication of Mr. Schiff and Senator Warner and John McCain. Meanwhile, John McCain may have some answering of his own to do. He met with Oleg Deripaska, an oligarch close to Putin. He was specifically warned, contacted and warned by the intelligence agencies that Deripaska was an associate of Putin and was working for the furtherment of the Russian state. Senator McCain chose to meet anyway with Mr. Deripaska. I would like to know what the senator discussed. I would like to know if Senator McCain solicited Mr. Deripaska for multi-million dollar contributions for the International Republican Institute, a front group controlled by Senator John McCain. I'd also like to know why key staffers at the Institute would later be identified as Soviet moles and would ultimately be discharged, despite the fact that they were hired by John McCain. So I'd say that Senator McCain has some answering to do on his own. He famously said on television, Roger Stone should come before the Congress and explain his ties to the Kremlin and to Mr. Yanukovych, referring to the former Ukrainian president. Let me break this down for you, Senator. I have no contacts whatsoever with the Kremlin, with the Russian state, with Putin's gulag. I did not work for Mr. Yanukovych. I worked in one election cycle against him for a pro-Western candidate. Now is as good a time as any to remind you that we at InfoWars are under siege from the tech left who seek to cut us off at the knees. And this is the best reason I can think of to support the InfoWars.com store. I particularly like this new Z-Shield toxic metal and chemical defense support formula, quite simply because there are countless studies that show our food, our water, our air is loaded with toxic metals and chemicals that are weakening our immune systems and playing havoc with our long-term health. Even the EPA has admitted over 800 million pounds of pesticide are dumped in the U.S. every year, and 80% of these pesticides are used on crops. It's virtually impossible to avoid all of these metals and chemicals, which are really poisons. Thanks to InfoWars, a team of doctors and PhD herbalists and chemists spent years testing and developing a proprietary technology used by Z-Shield to cleanse the system. These organic ingredients are known to support the body in the fight against these toxins, and you're using all natural products like cilantro, shiitake, milk thistle, and other super concentrated all natural products. This is one of the best products you can buy on the market, and I strongly urge you to go for the win-win. You can get an extraordinary product which will help strengthen your immune system and lead, hopefully, to greater health. At the same time, you can join the fight for freedom. You can help us fight the tech left. You see, they have multi-millions of dollars, the Googles, the Amazons, the Yahoos, the Facebooks, the Twitters, to censor us, to shut us down, to silence us. We have only you, you and your help to fight against the tech left. The interesting fact is that the net neutrality rules, which are currently for the FAA, which are not a guarantee against censorship, which are not what they purport to be, which are censorship, 235,000 emails arrived at the FAA advocating the passage of Obama's rules. We now know every one of them came from outside the United States. A colossal David Brock screw up, busted. Your whole AstroTurf attempt to cram down our throats rules that give you a monopoly on the internet, and you are busted. I'll be right back at InfoWars.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I gotta say they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Discover trends and global developments year
years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
I'm Roger Stone. Some Democrats call me the Prince of Darkness, and I'm back filling in for my pal Alex Jones. A little kickstart from the Talking Heads there. We are, I think, compelled to point out to you that there is a rally June 10th in South Florida. This is an anti-fake news rally, which is at 3401 Hallandale Boulevard. It's a protest of the attempts to censor the internet. It is a protest of the biased coverage of Donald Trump. It's at the television station WPLG in Hallandale Beach, actually Pembroke Beach, I believe. And it is vital that if you live in South Florida, you show up and be heard. This is going to be a patriotic rally. The congressional candidate, Carla Spaulding, will be speaking. I will be speaking. This is at 11 o'clock at 3401 Hallandale Beach Boulevard. So join us there. I also want to yet again tell you, if you have not seen the Netflix documentary, Get Me Roger Stone, I strongly recommend it to you. When you consider it was made by a bunch of left-wing, hippie, pinko, beatnik, globalist, Williamsburg-living, leftist scum, they actually did a pretty good job. So I commend that to you. Once again, if you want to help the fight for freedom and give us the assist we need at InfoWars, I recommend to you to go to the InfoWars store now. And buy your copy of The Making of the President 2016. This is an insider's account of how the alternative conservative media, with InfoWars in the forefront, blazed the trail that elected Donald Trump, and how alternative media broke the back of the mainstream media monopoly on the dissemination of political information. Only by having a vibrant and robust alternative media can we continue the fight for freedom. So, folks, you can go to the InfoWarsStore.com. You can get your copy of The Making of the President 2016. Or you can grab one of the First Amendment-oriented T-shirts. You become a walking billboard for freedom. Whether it is the iconic Bill Clinton rape T-shirt, whether it is the Trump-Pence 2020 T-shirt, or whether it is the Hillary for Prison 2017 T-shirts, these T-shirts are going to end up in the Smithsonian, folks. When they're gone, they're gone. Your grandchildren will ask you why you didn't get one and pass it down. In normal places in America, when you wear these, you will find like-minded souls. You will find others who want to make America great, who are ready to stand up to the globalists, who are ready to support us here at InfoWars. So get your T-shirts. While you're there, the non-fluoride super blue toothpaste is hard to keep in stock. And frankly, it's so good. I've used all the whitening toothpaste, as have the folks in my family. Support the fight for freedom. Get this fine product. God bless you. We are on the verge of a massive victory. We will turn back those who would impeach our president and attempt to do what they couldn't do at the ballot box. Defeat Donald Trump with fake rumors and innuendo and non-facts about Russian collusion. I'm Roger Stone. Victory or death.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.